I mean, I think that, you know, that's obviously a goal. I mean, I know that, you know, Coach McDaniels and the Broncos organization drafted a couple of the interior linemen. So, you know, I think they're trying to create some competition and, you know, the guys that are already on the team and stuff. So, yeah, I think it'll be really good, healthy competition. You know, that they need help there, and, you know, it definitely was a team need. I mean, obviously, their moves in the draft kind of pointed towards that it was something they're focusing on. So, you know, I think that they need somebody to step up and take over the role, whether it's a new guy or someone that's already on the team. It's going to be open, and the best man's going to get it.
What would you consider your strengths as a player?
You know, I think I'm a tough kid, you know, a physical player, and, you know, I think that, you know, working with Coach Weiss at Notre Dame the past few years, I've definitely, you know, my football IQ has definitely grown a lot, and, you know, I kind of take pride in that.
Yeah, can you talk about what strength produce you meant when you're preparing with the pros, and what the person can
move
you from guard?
He's taught me a ton of technique and fundamental stuff that was not necessarily new, but more like refining at that point in my career. You know, I had him for my senior year when I had a different coach my first 3 years, and, you know, he definitely, you know, helped my technique and stuff, and came in with that NFL type approach, coming from the NFL himself, and being able to, you know, tell me things from his own experiences. And, you know, when him and Coach Weiss decided to move me to center, I was all for, you know, I was all for helping the team, whatever the team needed. And, you know, that wasn't something that I minded at all. I was actually excited for that role and the opportunity to play a new position and, you know, be the anchor on the inside of the line. Well, I knew that they had a need for interior linemen, but, you know, I tried to do my best to not think about where I was going to go or who I was going to end up with, because, you know, as you guys know, anything can happen on draft day, and year after year that seems to be the trend. So, you know, I wasn't trying to get my hopes into any one team in particular. I just knew that, you know, I'd work out the best I could and interview the best I could with every team, and, you know, hope that someone would give me a shot. I mean, they were seniors when I was a freshman, but I mean, I have a little bit more relationship with Ryan, being one of the offensive linemen, one of the senior guys in our room. But, you know, Brady as well, they were leaders of the team, and, you know, I have a great relationship with those guys, you know, looking up to them as leaders and as the older guys. So I'm excited to be able to work with them again. And, you know, I actually haven't been in touch with them since the pick, but I have 30-something text messages waiting on my phone. So, I mean, maybe one of them will be from those guys.